let's meet the people who live in the Burns house, George and Gracie. One of the most familiar melodies on the American scene, among my souvenirs, Meredith Wilson and his music.
George sits down to breakfast. He is greeted by some wonderful news from Gracie.
Eat all the bacon you want, George. Our meat shortage is over.
How come?
Well, I just got a letter from Cousin Nellie on the farm. They're sending us a hog.
I don't believe it. That's the same Cousin Nellie who said she was knitting me a white sweater, but I never got it.
Well, Grandpa wouldn't let her send it.
Why not?
Well, you know how nearsighted Nellie is. Grandpa was dozing while she worked on the white sweater, and she knitted his beard into it.
I see.
Mama says he's very attached to it.
Probably never see the hog either.
Oh, yes, you will. Here, I'll read you the letter from Nellie. Dear Cousin Gracie, I will make this short as we are very busy butchering all the hogs right now. That is all but Nellie and Francis.
They're hogs? I thought your cousins were named Nellie and Francis.
Well, Uncle John always gives his hogs the same names as his children.
Isn't that confusing?
Well, certainly not. Once you get to know them, you can tell them apart easily.
I guess so.
Yeah, I'll read on. Last night, Francis had 12 little ones with the cutest curly tails. Well, you see, now that couldn't be my cousin. She's not married.
No comment. Read on.
Mama told Papa to make some brine and get the pig's feet pickled. But Papa thought she said wine and got pickle first.
Get to the part where they give us the hog.
All right, here it is. We are sending you Henry. Henry is the biggest boar in Jackson County.
Boar?
Yes, I called Meredith Wilson, who used to live on a farm, and he said a boar is a lady pig's husband.
Oh, I see. Henry is probably the father of those 12 little ones.
Yes. Now, where was I? Oh, yes. Henry should arrive there Thursday at the latest.
Thursday?
Mm-hmm.
That's today. I better go out and rent a freezing locker.
Come in.
Hello.
Oh, hello, Meredith.
Hi, Mayor.
Say, Gracie, why did you phone and ask me all those questions about pigs?
Oh, George and I are going to have one.
Well, congratulations, George.
Her cousin is sending us one to eat.
Oh, I see.
Going to eat one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It'll probably be a little short.
Well, who cares if it's short as long as it's fat?
It's not a shoat, Meredith. We're getting a boar.
Oh. Well, if I may offer a little advice, a boar is not as tender as a hog of the opposite... if you'll pardon the expression, sex. When we had a boar, we always barbecued it.
Say, that's an idea. We could have a big crowd over and barbecue Henry in the backyard.
Oh, that sounds like a lot of fun. How do you barbecue a boar, Meredith?
Well, first you hit him over the head with a mallet. Then you scald him with boiling water and put a metal rod through him and suspend him over a bed of hot coals.
My.
And then you put an apple in his mouth.
Well, isn't that a little late to try making friends with him?
Don't bother explaining it, Meredith.
Well, by the way, Gracie, I'd be glad to make the barbecue sauce for you.
Oh, thank you, Meredith. Where did you learn so much about cooking?
Well, my folks had one of those little combination gas stations and cafes. We lost money, though.
How come?
I never could figure why. I painted a huge sign which should have attracted customers. It said, eat here and get gas.
Meredith, business was bad because of that sign you painted.
Yes, it should have been neon.
Yeah, that's what I meant. People didn't know the place was open at night.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Tell your folks to put up a neon sign that says, eat here and get gas all night.
You two should be in business together. Goodbye, Meredith.
Goodbye, all. See you at the barbecue.
See you at the barbecue.
Oh, look, George, here comes my Texas friend, Mr. Judson. We'll invite him to our barbecue.
Okay. Gee, to look at that cowboy, you'd never think he had $23 million.
Come in.
Howdy, little lady.
Oh, hello, Mr. Judson.
Howdy, little man.
Hi.
Well, I'm glad you dropped in, Mr. Judson. We're having a barbecue tonight, and you're invited.
Well, I thank you kindly. I ain't been to a barbecue since I left Texas and come to the territories.
Did you have lots of barbecues down there?
Yep, just before I left, we had a fine one. Barbecued 5,000 pounds of pork.
Goodness, how many pigs did you cook?
Just one.
You trying to tell me that Texas pigs weigh 5,000 pounds?
Only when they're the runt of the litter. I had one he-hog that was pretty good size. In fact, I had to keep him penned up when the circus come to town.
Why?
He kept flirting with the lady elephants.
Pardon me, boys. I'll see who's on the phone.
Judson, you must be the richest guy in Texas.
Oh, shucks, no. Down there, I'm what we call fixed comfortable. Just pegging along with my $24 million.
Last time I saw you, it was $23 million.
Yeah. Well, last week, my youngest boy was playing mumbly peg. The knife stuck into the ground a mite deeper than usual, and up come another derned oil well.
See, that's a shame.
Say, when we have a barbecue in Texas, we celebrate high, wide, and handsome. Do you mind if I bring my 45 along and do a little sociable shooting?
No, not if you watch where you shoot.
Oh, I'll just fire up in the air. I wouldn't waste a Texas bullet on you aliens.
Okay, bring the gun.
Yeah, well, I'll be moseying along.
George, that was Blanche Martin. Oh, are you leaving, Mr. Judson?
Yep, to get ready for your barbecue, little lady. Your husband says I can bring my old 45 along.
Well, of course, we want to meet you, wife.
Oh, I like your sense of humor, ma'am. I'll be seeing you.
From the latest Crosby Picture Country Style, Meredith Wilson and his orchestra. Thank you.
George, I've made out a list of the people to invite to our barbecue, and it comes to 47.
47?
Mm-hmm.
Hope we'll have enough pork to go around.
Oh, I'm sure we will. After all, the letter said that Henry is the biggest boy in Jackson County, and I've only invited our closest friends. There'll be the eight girls from the Beverly Hills Uplift Society and their nine husbands, and then there'll
be... Wait a minute. The eight girls have nine husbands?
Well, no, not actually. You see, Blanche Morton's son is 21 now, and it would embarrass her to admit that she has a grown son, so she tells people she has two husbands.
And that saves embarrassment.
Yes. And then there'll be Mr. Judson and his wife, and Dr. Miller and his wife, and Meredith Wilson and the woman he's engaged to.
Meredith is engaged?
Yes. Oh, he's such a gentleman. He was walking behind this perfectly strange woman, and suddenly she turned around.
So?
Their noses bumped, and he thinks he ought to marry her.
What a schmo.
And then I'm asking Bill Goodwin, of course, and that'll mean 15 more people.
15?
Well, he'll bring the women he's engaged to.
Oh, I forgot, yes.
Yeah, and then, of course, I'm inviting Cary Grant.
I don't think he'll show up.
Why not? He's going to be on our radio program next week, and we can talk about it.
Gracie, you upset Cary Grant. You always do something to him.
You know what?
What?
He does something to me, too. Well, that's my list. Now, you run next door and invite Dr. Miller and his wife, and I'll go buy the trimmings for the barbecue.
Be sure to get some charcoal.
What for?
So we can have a charcoal barbecue.
Oh. Well, all right. I'll get some charcoal for you, but the rest of us will eat pork.
I know you psychiatrists keep pretty busy, Dr. Miller, but Gracie and I hope you'll take time off and bring your wife to our barbecue.
Oh, I'd be delighted. May we bring the children?
Sure. I didn't know you had children.
Oh, yes. Thomas, aged 8, and Linda, aged 10. They're at school now.
Bet they're a cute pair of kids.
Well, in the parlance of my profession, I'd describe them as possessing a normal adolescent behavioristic pattern, combined with pronounced extroversion and complete immunity to parental stimuli.
What does that mean in plain language?
They're little stinkers.
You're joking.
Unfortunately, I'm not. Did many children come to your door on Halloween and say, trick or treat?
Yes.
Mine were the ones who said, money or murder.
Someone with the curve.
Which reminds me, Mr. Burns, does living next door to a psychiatrist worry you?
No. Oh, why should it?
Well, suppose one of my patients wandered into your house by mistake. You wouldn't know how to handle a person with peculiar mental... Forgive me, I forgot about your wife.
It's okay. Well, now I've got to run down to the depot and see if our pig has arrived from the farm. See you at the barbecue. Thank you.
Jan.
How do you do?
How do you do?
I'm Henry.
That's nice.
I finally got here.
So I see.
Isn't anybody gonna kiss me?
Kiss you?
This is the Rice house, isn't it?
Obviously. Come in and lie down on the couch.
Oh, thank you.
That's fine. Put your suitcase right down there. That's it. Now, suppose you tell me your full name, who sent you, and why you're here.
Well, my name is Henry Allen, and my folks sent me because I'm the biggest boy in Jackson County.
Well, I'm sure we can straighten you out, Henry.
They want me to stay with you and Cousin Gracie as long as you'll have me.
Cousin Grace? Oh, you're looking for Mrs. Burns.
Yes, sir. We're from the same family.
Stupid of me not to guess it. I thought you were a patient. Gracie lives next door. I don't think they're home right now, but you go on over and you make yourself comfortable.
Oh, thank you. And, I'm sorry I'm not a patient.
That's all right. I have a feeling you will be.
And so it happened that when George arrived home, he saw a strange man sitting in the living room.
Hmm. Must be someone Gracie invited to the barbecue. Hello.
How do you do? Did I come to the right house?
Yeah, this is it.
Well, isn't anybody gonna kiss me?
Now, we're just having a barbecue.
I brought you a big jar of watermelon rind preserves.
Oh, you didn't have to do that.
Oh, yes, I did. Mama made me.
Well, where is it?
I got hungry and ate it on the way.
Thanks.
I didn't intend to, see, but I dropped my suitcase and the jar broke and the preserves ran all over my clean socks.
Then how did you eat it?
It wasn't easy. I still got some yarn stuck in my teeth.
You ate your socks?
Well, I didn't want to let the preserves go to waste.
Look, I got to dig a barbecue pit in the backyard. Gracie will be home pretty soon.
Oh, thank you.
Gracie and her crazy friend.
Hello.
How do you do? Are you Gracie?
Yes.
I'm your cousin Henry.
Not little Henry Allen from back on the farm.
Yeah. Isn't anybody gonna kiss me?
Well, of course.
Gee, I'm glad the other two turned me down.
Well, I suppose you left the pig in a crate down at the station.
The pig?
Yeah, but we can talk about him later. Let me look at you. Little Henry Allen. We haven't seen each other since we were in diapers.
Yeah. You look different now.
Well, I dress more conservatively.
Yeah. Gee, just think, the last time we were together, we were both 2 years old. Now I'm almost 30.
Yeah, and I'm almost 18.
I guess time drags here in the city.
Everyone on the farm?
Oh, fine. Grandpa said to thank you for sending him that money to buy glasses.
Uh-huh. Well, Grandpa needed glasses. A man his age shouldn't drink out of a bottle. Well, let's get down to the station and get that pig you brought.
I didn't bring any pig.
Because Nellie said that they were setting the biggest boar in Jackson County.
That's me.
Oh. Oh, Henry. Oh, this is terrible. We're planning a barbecue. 47 people are going to drop over.
47?
Yeah, make it 48. When George hears about this, he'll drop over, too.
Meredith Wilson and his orchestra playing that song about, ain't you? poor George is all unaware that the Henry he's been waiting to barbecue turned out to be Gracie's cousin. So he's in the backyard now, busily digging a barbecue pit.
Hi, George.
Oh, hello, Bill.
What are you digging the hole for?
Bill, into this hole, as you call it, is going the biggest boy you ever saw.
Oh, George, don't do it. We love you.
Relax. That boar that's going in there is the kind that just eats, sleeps, and grunts.
George, don't do it. We love you.
Look, comedian, the hole is not for me. Gracie's relatives are sending us a pig from the farm, and we're going to have a barbecue. You're invited along with your fiancés.
Oh, all of them?
15.
I gotta leave 6 at home?
Now, do me a favor and ask Gracie if she's got everything ready for the barbecue.
Oh, okay, George.
And, oh, Bill, have you got a gun I can borrow?
What for?
To shoot the boar.
George, don't do it.
We love you.
Everything is not ready for the barbecue. My relatives made a terrible mistake.
Well, what, Gracie?
Well, they sent my cousin Henry here instead of a pig.
Hey, Joe.
Gee, Gracie, that's a mistake anybody could make.
Hey, Joe.
Oh, Bill, if George finds out, he'll throw a fit.
Well, you just have to drive out to the country and get a pig.
Well, there isn't time. Oh, dear, what... Oh, I've got it. I'll build one.
You'll build a pig?
Hey, Joe.
Well, certainly. I'll go to the butcher shop, and I'll get the parts and put them together.
Oh, Gracie, how do you dope out these ideas?
With my brain, it's easy. Nobody's got a dopier brain than I have.
Hey, Joe.
Well, Henry, here are all the parts the butcher sold me. Now, let's hurry up and build this pig before George comes in the house. What do we start with?
Well, we better start with the feet.
All right. I'll put the pig's feet right here on the floor.
No, they don't look right.
No, they don't. Would it help if we took them out of the jar?
Yeah, it might.
Now, here are 4 hams for the legs. What comes next?
The sides.
Oh, well, here they are. The butcher only had 1 side of pork, so I bought that and 1 side of mutton.
Won't that be noticeable?
No. We'll tell George that this pig is pork on his father's side and mutton on his mother's side.
What an idea.
And what comes next?
The head.
Oh, well, I couldn't get a head, so we'll take this cantaloupe and put a pair of glasses on it.
Well, can't your husband tell a cantaloupe from a pig's head?
Not if we use his glasses. Now, where will we put these sausages? I know. We'll hang them on the head for curls. There.
Cousin Gracie, I've called a lot of pigs, but nothing like this ever answered.
No, we're not finished yet. Now, let's see. We'll take the pork chops and put them here and hang the bacon from his ribs, and then we'll put this...
Well, Gracie, I finished digging the barbecue. What is that?
That's our pig.
What happened to it?
Oh, well, the poor thing was walking here from the station, and it tried to cross Hollywood Boulevard.
Holy smoke. Henry is the worst-looking mess I've ever seen.
Yeah, that's what everybody says about me.
You? Who are you?
I'm Henry.
But you can't be Henry. They said he was the biggest boar in Jackson County.
You haven't known me very long.
Gracie, is he what they sent us from the farm?
Yes, George. He's my cousin once removed. And I think it'll be soon he'll be twice removed.
You're not kidding. Henry.
Yes, sir?
Stick this apple in your mouth and follow me to the barbecue pit.
George, don't you dare!
Bill Goodwin speaking. This is the United States Armed Forces Radio Service, the voice of information and education.